Bezer Hashem, we'll talk about, we have only 20 minutes, so we'll go from a few subjects. I started before we did Behidur, most of the people here, Siman Tafresh Rehei, we did Minaga Kapor Esber of Yom Kippur. I'm skipping to Tafresh Vav. It's a big issue that everybody knows it, but we need to pay attention. Averot sheben adam lechaveror en yom ha-kippurim mechaper ad sheifayisenu. And sometimes we have issues 2 years ago, 3 years ago. With the communication of today and emails or phones, we need to know, I'm talking to myself first of all, that we can't say we didn't find the person. We can't find Yom HaKippurim. Everybody learned the Gemara in Yom Ki ba Yom HaZeh Chaper Alechem Letaer Etchem Mikol Chavonotchem Lifnei Adonai Titaru. Lifnei Adonai Titaru Ze Averot Sheben Adam LaMakom. על בן אדם לחברו, אין יום הכיפורים מחפר. לכן, לפי השולחן ערוך, he needs to go three times to this person and ask for his מחילה. I promised you last year, a guy calls me, he's a Rosh Yeshiva today in Yerushalayim. Not a big yeshiva, he has 80 boys. He has a coat, he has a tie, he has a... tells me, you're a relative of an old man by the name Chavshush, used to have a store in Mea Shoharim. I told him, yeah, the real truth, Rav Yisrael Gelis, he's a famous Chassid Rebbe in Jerusalem, calls my uncle. The uncle tells me, call Ziga. Okay, he calls me, asks me, I need you for tomorrow for a mission. I told him, yeah, I know tomorrow's a short day, it's Yom Kippur. He said, no, urgent, I need you for a mission. Last year, not 3 years ago, not 10 years ago, promise. What's the mission? I can't talk to you about it. You must come with me to our Zaytim to show me a grave of someone. He'll tell me on the phone, what are you talking about? Because I'm really... this day, tomorrow, is very, tzafuf in Hebrew, this is a word, very crowded day, it's very tight day. Tells me, listen, I had a dream a week ago, I ignored the dream once, I had a dream again. I was learning in a cheder. Today he's about my age, let's say, starting maybe his 40s. Says I was learning in a cheder next to Mea Shoharim. His father is a bigger rabbi than him. Said, we used to tease an old man that had a store in Mea Shoharim. He's a brother of my grandfather. A tzaddik man, he came from Yemen, he was 100 years old. He had a small store. Whoever knows Rez Bechov Arav Chavshush, a small store, like a kiosk, used to sell all kinds of tavlinim, all kinds of spices. But an old small store, that, you know, like the Arabs loved it, they have here in the old city. And also used to sell a little bit of sweet stuff, and the guys from the cheder used to tease him. And he told me the issue just on the way to Arizatim. He said, I'm bringing 10 guys. So according to Halacha, if you did a problem to someone, and we'll go back to the story, you need 3 times to ask for Mechila. And if it was your rabbi, Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, Im Zaya Rabo, Tzarich Lilech Lo Kama Paim Ad Shitpayes. זה עליבא דרמב"ם, אותו שפה. The Ramos says, והמוחה לא יהיה אכזרי מלמחול, אם לא שמכוון לטובת המבקש מחילה. ואם הוציא עליו שם רע, אין צריך למחול. וואו. So first of all, כתוב שזרע ישראל, ככה הרמב"ם כותב, אינם אכזרים ומוחלים זה לזה. אינם אכזרים. They are not like גוי. גוי אומות העולם הם אכזרים, כך כותב הרמב"ם, לא מוחלים. שמורתם, עברתם שמורה נצח, that's the expression. עברתם שמורה נצח, אבל אומות העולם מוכלים זה לזה. So he had a dream that reminded him a story, he says 25 years ago, 30 years ago when he was a small kid, he used to tease this old man in the store. This old man came in the dream to him. He brought his 10 talmidim last year before Yom Kippur. He wanted me to show him where's the grave, it's very complicated in Har HaZeitim. In the Yemenite side, it's going towards Yam HaMelech. It's not in this side of our Zaytim. It's very frightening you to come with a gun. But I saw, first time in my life, a guy came, every Yom Kippur, with 10 pupils, did all the Seder Mechila, the Shulchan Aruch, he asked. The Shulchan Aruch says, if a person passed away, Seif Bet, Imet Asher Chatalo, Mevi Asara Bnei Adam, Umaamidam Al Kivro, Veomer, Chatati La Elokei Yisrael Uliploni Zesh Chatati Lo. So Gaim, I don't know if it's a Rama or the Bet Yosef, and Nagu Levakesh Mechila Be'erev Yom Kippur. It's a Mordechi. It's a Mordechi. Ve כתוב פה מאוד מאוד, אז בקיצור, אני ראיתי את זה שנה שעברה, I saw it in my eyes. Why do I tell you the story, not about? It's a guy who doesn't have imagination. He saw clearly in the dream. It's someone, I don't know what he saw exactly in the dream, he didn't tell me, but he was looking for someone from the family to show him where is the grave of that person to ask Mechiba. I said, Baruch Hashem, we live here still, all of us living. We'll try each one, the first point before Yom Kippur, before all the people and the talking, Lomdish, to ask Mechila. Sometimes, especially in Yeshiva, we learn all of what that's going God all. We learn from Mars, Masechet Yoma, but a simple thing, Makesh Mechila for each other. There's many Sephardic shuls. The Gabbai knocks on the table. I know also they do it today in many other shuls, Ashkenazic shuls, they knock on the table and they say, Yom Kippur. Let's ask Mechila for each other. After half minute, just like this, he says, same way, we ask Mechila each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want you to be Moichel us. If Chas V'Shalom wouldn't fix our issues between each other, we have a problem. That's a very big thing. Siman Tafresh Dalet, I go back to Mitzvah Le'echol, Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Le'echol Be'erev Yom Kippur. We like halachot like this. Mitzvah Le'echol Be'erev Yom Kippur. Ule'arbot Be'Seudah. הרי מה אומר, אסור להתענות, אפילו תענית חלום. למה מצווה לאכול? אז הטור כותב פה, מפרש ד', זה מנהג כבר קדום, מובא בטור. תעני רבי חייה, מרחייה מרדיפתי וניתם את נפשותיכם בתשעה לחודש. וכי בתשעה מתענים, ולא בעשרה מתענים, זה כמרה. אלא ללמדך, שכל האוכל ושוטה בתשיעי, מעלה עליו הכתוב, כאילו התענה תשיעי ועשירי. אחיקה אמר קרא, מר קונטיניוס, הכינו עצמכם בתשיעי לעינוי של מחר. ומדאב כרחמן על האכילה בלשון עינוי, אם כן חשיב, כמו עינוי כאילו התענה תשיעי ועשירי. פיריש כאילו נצטווה להתענות בשניים. And he explains, the tour, the son of the Rosh, ארבעה תורים, אורחיים יודע, של משפט אבן העזר, זה הבן של הראש, ויעקב הוא כותב ככה. והוא, what's the reason? והוא מאהבת הקדוש ברוך הוא את ישראל. שלא ציווה להתענות אלא יום אחד בשנה. ולטובתם לכפר עוונותיהם. So first, פשט. Why are we fasting? מביא הטור, בשם חזל כמובן. הקדוש ברוך הוא doesn't like fast. Doesn't like when his sons and daughters are suffering. But he wanted to give them for their benefits, one day a year, lechaper avonoteh. But before he gives them the yom inui nefesh for kapara, tzivam sheyuchlu v'yishtu tchila, kedei sheyuchlu leitanot v'shelo lazik lahem ha'inui. So first of all, Baruch Hu wants us. The Torah says v'initim et nafshotechem. As we learned in the Gemara in Yoma, the Torah doesn't say the word eating, it doesn't say the word. The חמש תינויים ודאי לא כתוב בתורה. זה לא כתוב. So the first reason is this. And he brings a marshal. משל למלך שהיה לו בן יחיד וגזר עליו להתענות יום אחד וציווה להכילו ולהשקוטו קודם כדי שיוכל לסבול. The first, according to the פשט, we eat before the tour come to the fast. Like, we need to pass this day. But Kosh Baruch Hu wants us on one day, on one hand, v'initem et nafshotechem. On the other hand, he tells us, prepare yourself good with food before. Like the king, the son of the king, he wants to give him not a punishment for his benefits to suffer one day, to have a fast one day. He tells them, first eat well, drink well. That's the same idea here. Then he says, v'chen nohagim la'arbot b'suda. Now he brings a different medrash. ומביא במדרש מעשה בשוטר העיר שאמר לעבדו קנה לי דגים ולא מצא אלא דג אחד ונתן בו זהוב. I think people know the story about Yosef Mokir Shabbat that he used to buy the fish, the expensive fish. Something close to it. מעשה בשוטר העיר שאמר לעבדו קנה לי דגים ולא מצא אלא דג אחד ונתן בו זהוב. He asked him to buy a few fishes. He found only one fish. He put inside the fish, a coin, a matbea, mizahav, a gold שבועיים. והיה שם יהודי חיית, והוסיף עליו עד שאלה הוא לחמישה, ונשאר לחיית. And there was there a tailor, a Jew tailor, that he wanted to buy the fish, and he added more money, and he took the fish. By ודל אדוניו, the slave came to his בעל הבית, and sent him to buy, וסיפר לו כל המאורה. שלח השוטר אחר החיית ואמר לו, מה מלאכתך? What's your work? He told him, I'm a tailor. אמר לו, ולמה קנית דג שווה זהוב בחמישה זהובים? Why did you buy a fish? It's worth it, one piece of gold. Not piece of gold, how do you say מטבע? A coin. Yeah, so I said it clearly before. A coin from gold. Why did you pay on it five זהובים? ולא עוד אלא שלקחתו מיד עבדי ששלחתי לקנות לו. Why are you so rushing? Why are you so under pressure to buy the fish that my slave wanted to buy to me? ושיב לו ואיך לא הקננו אפילו בעשרה כדי לאוכלו ביום כזה שציוונו הקדוש ברוך הוא לאכול ושתות. ושאנו פתוחים שהקדוש ברוך הוא יכפר לנו עוונותינו. אמר לו, אם כן יפה עשית, הוא פתרו והלך לשלום. This isn't so clear. Well, what's the story here in the tour? Someone understands the story. Maybe I didn't read it clear. People here are also exhausted. But מה הסיפור פה? אני לא כל כך הבנתי הרבה שנים. הבית יוסף כותב. והתשובה על שקנה הוא מיד עבדו, כתב בית יוסף. עיין שם הוא מהרשל כתב דם. מעשה היה שהמוכר טבע בעדו חמישה זהובים או יותר. ולא היה שווה אדמים שדבע. והעבד נתן בעדו זהוב, והחיית הוסיף עליו. אם כן, התשובה היא כי לא קנה הוא מיד עבדו, כי בוודאי לא היה עבדו, קונה הוא כל כך ביוקר. מה שאני קניתיו, לא היה שום קונה. ולפי עניות דעתי, כפשוטו כך הוא. תשיב לשוטר, די אם היה קונה הדג לנעתו, למלא תאוותו, היה זה מעשה רע וראוי לעונשו. אבל כיוון שלא נתקיים, נתקיים מצווה תתברך, שציוונו קדוש ברוך הוא לאכול ולשתות, קבל ממנו יתברך שכר גדול, כי אינו נצטווה להתענות בו בוודאי. הכל יהודו דמצוותו התעלה קודמת לכל, שלא בא לקנות הדג שהוא כמס על צורך חילתו בלבד. פשט, the Midrash wants to tell us, although we are not hungry, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to eat on the ninth day. The same way he gave us the commandment to eat on the ninth day, Kadosh Baruch Hu מחשיב לנו את היום הזה כצום ממש. לכן חז"ל אומרים, כל האוכל בתשיעי, נעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו אוכל תשיעי ועשירי. אבל אני עדיין פה קשה קצת להבין מה זה הדג הזה. What is he talking about? So the Bet Yosef says, בכל אופן, לא נעריך בזה, יש עניין לאכול. יש כאלה במפרשים. There's a different explanation. Why we eat on the ninth day? One of the books wrote that we will feel the inui more. קצת קשה לי עם זה. You feel the inui more, so הקדוש ברוך הוא told us to eat, you will suffer more. זה קצת קשה. בואו נקבל מה שאומר הטור. למה אני אומר נקבל מה שהטור? Because Yom Kippur on one hand, it's a very serious day. It's a very serious day, but הקדוש ברוך הוא tells us, this is the top of the day. Everybody knows it. חודש אלול, ברמב"ם הלכות תשובה, לא כתוב כלום. יש 10 ימים. דרשו אדוני בהימצאו, קראו בהיותו קרוב. אומר הרמב״ם, אלו 10 ימים שבין ראש השנה ליום הכיפורים שקדוש ברוך הוא נמצא ביותר. חודש אלול לא כתוב. המלך בשדה זה חסידות. שולחן אורך כתוב בתקפ"א שאלו 40 ימי רצון. משה רבינו went up the third time, זה ימי תחינה. את ימי התשובה בגאונים, ברוב הראשונים, וברמב״ם אלו 10 ימים. So on one hand, we are finishing, this is a very serious day, ששם יש כפרה סופית. מצד שני, everybody understands that it's a very, very שמחה. יש פה שמחה גדולה. למה שמחה? Why it's a very happy day? Shabbat cleans us. Cleans us. A guy has a small dirty shirt, like I came back from the kapara, so I had here red and red and red and red. I felt very bad when we davened Ma'ariv in the shtibel there. I changed the shirt, I feel better. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes off us all the sins of all the year, אין שמחה גדולה מזו. Such a big simcha. Everybody knows when he does a aveira, how he feels bad. When he learns 1 hour in the base midrash, he feels happiness. Biglal, שזה שמחה גדולה, בגלל שזה דבר גדול מאוד. אז יום כיפור, one end of this, זה נחשב ככה, נחשב יום שמחה, ומצד שני, זה יום שמחה גדולה מאוד מאוד מאוד. Last point that I want to mention here, I started it with a few of you, but I didn't finish. What's Yud Gimel Midot of Rachamim? We talked about it. I'm sorry, I didn't make copies for everybody. The famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Why we say so many times, Hashem, Hashem, El, Rachum, V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed, V'Emet. ולהביא לכם את הקושייה של אחד הראשונים ואת התאוץ. הגמרא says, אמר רבי יוחנן, אלמלא מקרא כתוב, אי אפשר לאומרו. רבי יוחנן says, if it wasn't written in the Torah, we cannot say it. הגמרא says, מלמד שמתעטף הקדוש ברוך הוא כשליח ציבור בתלית, והראה לו למשה סדר תפילה. אמר לו למשה, כל זמן שישראל חוטאים יעשו לפניי כסדר הזה ואני מוחה להם. פשט הגמרא, every time they have a problem, they have sins, קדוש ברוך הוא told them, Moshe, this is the סגולה, this is the way, this is the, איך אומרים, this is the certificate that doctor gives you, say השם השם אל רחום וחנון ואני מוחה להם. Why the pasuk says השם השם? First thing, Hashem, קודם שיחטא אדם. Second, Hashem, לאחר שיחטא אדם. What's the meaning, Hashem, קודם שיחטא אדם? Mefarshim explains the first Hashem. Say, Hashem, Hashem, and Rachum v'chanun. Some people I know, they have this song. Rachum v'chanun, erech apayim. And many people are excited, and it's good. And today you go down to the Kotel, you see 30,000 Sephardi people screaming, the famous yeshiva Rav Elbaz Bali Tshuva, every night he has more than 60,000 people all Chodesh Elul, not exaggerating, buses from Kiryat Shmona, from Netivot, from the road. It's something to see screaming Yud Gimel Midot. Aval Maze Kodesh Baruch Hu says Hashem Hashem El Rachum V'Chanun. What's the first Hashem? Rashi says Ani Hashem Merachem Kodem Achet. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be Merachem Kodem Achet? What would we do? Did that thing? Ella, the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we will have sins. And although He knew we were bad, He gave us the work. He gave us to be here. 2 years ago, there was a lady working in our school, cleaning lady. She begged me, find a job for your husband, for my husband. So I fixed him in some restaurant downtown here, a good restaurant. He knows to cook well. He was working there. One day they saw him on the cameras before they were locking. One of the guys, someone stole his cell phone. It was a good cell phone. So the menahel checked on the... He didn't have so many brains, this guy, although he has 5-6 kids. And I wanted to help him. Checked on the matzlemot, on the cameras. Who is the guy? He didn't want to make him busho chlima. So he took all the people together and said, please, whoever took the phone by mistake, give the phone. A guy doesn't give the phone back. Told him again, someone here in this room by mistake took a phone. They gave the phone. He called me, screamed at me, told me, listen, you brought me a thief. How do you say a thief? Ganav. Hevet ali ganav la'avod po. Lo rotze la'avid oto. Ani lo rotze oto she'ilach mipo. Ve'ata yadata. You knew he's a bad man. Why did you bring him? Never mind the end of the story. I had a big busha. But a guy that knows that you bring him a simple worker and he will steal something, he tells Machal Tevos, I don't need a worker. I don't bring a guy that steals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we'll have sins. Hashem, Hashem. Ani Hashem kodem sheyechta adam. The Mefarshim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so many things v'midat ha-chesed. The second Hashem, Ani Hashem merachem achar achet. I know you are basar v'adam. I know the neshama goes up and the guf pushes it down. As some of the piyutim we say in slichos, I don't know if all the eidos say this. He's from fire and we are from basar v'adam. The Yetzer Hara. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. Therefore, Netivot Shalom writes a lot. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't judge the Adam that he fell in the sin. Who judges us when we say, I didn't have no sins. It brings the pasuk from the Novi. Hineni nishpat otach al omrech lo chatati. The Novi says, what's the problem? Not the problem is the sin. We're human beings. Problem is that we say, we ignore. We say, no, we are okay. And when the Rambam talks about Baalei Tshuva, gorgeous, one of the Rambams, I say everything here fast, but please take a Rashi, or I could give you papers, copies of each Shloser Midot. We said so many times tomorrow to understand. Maze notzer chesed la'alafim, nosei avon, pesha chatat. Avon is zdonot, pesha meridot. We're mordim klapei ha'melech. How we say mored?
Revolt,
the king. Vepesha vechata, Kodesh Baruch Hu, he sovel et ze. Venake, ha'sikum mechabes et hakol. Kacha Rashi omer, masbir, mechabes kol ha'avonot. So, if you have time tomorrow, look upon it. But one of the Rishonim asked here a gorgeous question. He says, many people scream, Hashem, Hashem, El Rachum v'Chanun, El Chapayim v'Chesed Be'emet. And we didn't see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered them. Very hard, bad conditions. They said this Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan said, In Maleh Mikra Katuv, Yi Efshar Lo Omro Melamed, Shenitatef HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Peshlech Tzibur, Amar Lo Lemoshe Kol Zman, Shechotim Yasu Lefanai. So, he asks, and many books ask, many people scream Hashem, Hashem, they didn't get an answer. And he's medayek like this. The Gemara doesn't say Imru Lefanai. What the Gemara says? Asu Lefanai Kaset Hazim. Ma'u Rachum, Afata Rachum. Ma'u Chanun, Afata Chanun. And Yom Kippur, we're not only screaming to Hashem, we tell him, please, we want to be better. We want to be better. That's the meaning, V'nafshi, Ki Afar Lakol Tiyeh. I heard a gorgeous thing, I want to give it as a present. V'nafshi ka afar lakol tiyeh. V'nafshi ka afar lakol tiyeh. If the meaning is that everybody will step on me, like you step on the ground, I'm sorry. Mi igal chapshush, I don't agree. I don't want people will step on me, I'm sorry. If you thought I'm a tzaddik, I don't want everybody will step on me, mamish. And we say tomorrow, Elokai, ad shelo notzarti eni kedai. I heard a gorgeous pshat. Chatan shel Rav Hadari. His name is Rabbi Amshalavim. What's his name? Huh? Rav Endler. Rav Ari Endler. How was it? Nafshi ka'afar la'kol tiyeh. Nafshi ka'afar la'kol tiyeh. When someone touches me or talks to me or passes next to me or has a relationship, does to me something, I won't be like a stone. I will be more ragish, more gentle, more, what's the right word, ragish, mamish?
Yeah, gentle.
More gentle. It won't pass next to me. I will be more sensitive. For it. I'm more sensitive to the area. I will be, nafshi ka'afar la'kol tiyeh, la'apuke, from a big rock, from a stone. And I think this is all the idea of Yom Kippur. You want to be better. You want to be good people. Amitzrim, ve'avodah zarah, v'yareh otanu, when you go to Poland in 2 weeks, you will understand the pshat vayareh otanu. They made, try to make us bad people. Just to take the Jew and make him a couple. Vayareh otanu. V'yom kippur זה בדיוק הפוך. אנחנו רוצים להיות טובים יותר. נפשי כאפר לכל תהיה. לא הכוונה, each one will step on me and I will say, שכוח, thank you for kicking me. Meaning is, כל מי שדורך, I won't be a stone, אני אהיה אפר. זה פשט אחד. נסיים בדבר אחד. The last thing, yeah, I promise you the last thing. What's the time now? I know we're rushing for Slichos. Jeffrey's interesting. The Rambam says, Al Yachshov. Well, started already. Rambam says, Al Yachshov. There's a famous story. Two women came to a big rabbi tzaddik. They came to get a blessing. One woman came crying, please help me. I have a big sin. The second woman, I will say it very short, the story. I could say it for 15 minutes. I said it in 20 seconds. The second lady came and told her, and I wasn't crying. She was sitting like this. And the tzaddik told her, your friend has such a big problem, a big sin. Don't you have nothing? She said, I have small things, you know, here and there. I don't have such a big thing. He was smart. He told him, go outside, please. And the first lady was crying. She had such a big sin. You said you have one big sin. Please go get a big stone. And bring it, the biggest stone you could pick up, bring here. She tried to pick up a rock. I was carrying a big rock. You had a small, you had all kinds of small sins. Bring keminyan, kemispar, like the number of sins you had. She brought the small stones. After a minute, he told him, go put back the big stone, wherever you brought it from, and go put back the small stones. First lady was heavy, but she knew exactly where to put. The small stones, she didn't know where to put back. The Rambam says, Al tomar she'ein tshuva, אלא מעבירות שיש בהם מעשה, כגון גזל, גניבה, אלא כשם שצריך אדם לשוב מאלו, כך צריך לחפש בדעות רעות, לשוב מן הכעס, מן הקנאה, jealousy, nervous, חיתול, רדיפת מומן, כבוד, רדיפת מאכלות. I must have 6 pizza tonight. I must have another shawarma. I must drink 3 coke a day. אומר הרמב״ם, רדיפת המאכלות, מן הכל צריך לחזור בתשובה. והאבונות האלו אחרים קשים יותר ממעשה, שבזמן שאדם נשקע באלה, הוא לא שם לב. There are many things when you talk to someone who needs to be about tshuva. My neighbor, he's not Shomer Shabbos. He's Mechal Shabbos. He drives the car every Shabbos to shul. Me? What are you talking about? I'm walking with Yarmulke all over. But maybe you're too much nervous. Maybe you have jealousy of each one that has a, drives a better car than you drive. Maybe you have a taive, you're eating much more than you need to eat. You see, for example, here. Maybe, you know, it's a I think this is a problem of sport, not a problem of too much food, because I really don't eat so much, but the car is the SRR. You need two more. What's on this? You need tshuva. What's on this? You need tshuva. But the Rambam says, to put back the small stones in place, much harder. You need to bring a big stone and to put it back. Yi Ratzon, I was watching you during the last month, the 40 days, really. I think people here did a very good job. I'm not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ani lo chokek lo yitvalel. I'm not watching you move on that. Yistakel kol echad ma oseh. I meant, ra'iti, Baruch Hashem. People here are learning Torah. People here left America. I told you to do this the 6th time you hear it from me. Came to Israel to learn Torah. You were here in Chodesh Elul. I believe this will be a real strong Yom Kippur for you. And we will pray not only for us, because all the issue of Yom Kippur, I didn't have time to talk about it. Although we deal with our small sins, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, himlachnu et HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemelech. ביום הכיפורים אנחנו מסיימים את התהליך. וזה מהלך גדול מאוד מאוד מאוד. We're finishing the מיילך. We're talking about also the nation of Israel. So whoever feels that he already had enough of his sins to pray about himself, we must remember Klal Yisrael. We are not אנשים פרטיים, אנחנו שייכים לכלל ישראל. I don't know, here's news. Every day they're discussing with a war will open in a few days, 3 days. Yesterday the Prime Minister had a big election in Bar Ilan University. Bibi said, you may not really mili. I don't know why he needs to say such things. He wanted to frighten them. He wanted, I know a different Mishnah. Or me'at v'aseh harbeh. But I don't know what's the reason he said so. I don't want to talk against the Prime Minister every Yom Kippur. I mean, something is happening. And we trust only Avinu Malkeinu, not Obama, Avinu Malkeinu, the real one, I told you. Because the Israelis, 3 weeks ago, they were sure they have Avinu Malkeinu. He says, one day yes, one day we could do, what we can do. And whoever reads on these days, please, you have another few days after Yom Kippur, read about the war, Yom Kippur war. 3 days ago, in the Beis Medrash, your last story, I had tears. Heard Rav Chaim Sabato, the Goyen of Rav Chaim Sabato, and other guys, they were describing how they took them after davening here with Rav Adari, they took them after Yom Kippur, some of them the middle of Yom Kippur, and after a few hours, they were on the tanks, and they saw their friends burning like Hanukkah candles. And a few of them that were sitting here, they are alive because they pulled them out. So things could change in 1 minute. I don't say it to frighten people. I say that you need to know, you need to pray a lot about the Ruchniut of Am Yisrael, about the Gashmiut. Yi Ratzon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see the thousands of people that are coming to the Kotel every night, and the thousands of people that will be here tonight. Just open the windows now and look there. The police claims that in the last month we're here more than 1 million people. But Baruch Hu will see that Am Yisrael is pure, Baruch Hu is clean. Because everybody says, what's a Aseret Yemei Tshuva? What's this story about? What, we make tricks on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we make believe that we are more tzaddikim on Yom Kippur? And two answers. First of all, yeah, when the father and mother, Slicha started, stop me if they started. Finished already, Slicha. Two answers, but one is a deep answer. The first answer, yeah, on Aseret Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, we want to be clean. When your parents will come visit you here in the dorm, I'm sure a normal guy will fix the room, will wear a nice shirt, will shave, won't look like a real yeshiva guy, and I will look better. Why, my parents love me the same way? They love you the same way if you're shaved or you have a dirty shirt, but they like to see you clean. Kodesh Baruch Hu is our father. The deeper answer is not hatzagot. It's not a game. We take out on these days our inside. Klal Yisrael is pure. Gmar Chatima Tova and Shana Tova.
Chatima Tova. Go ahead. All right. Go ahead.